and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him. Among was the Herodian, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one. For you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for tax." They brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore the emperor's the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed and left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Meaning to. moment they see you, it's like seeing God himself. Well, tell these mules that Caesar is demanding payment of their taxes, and let God do the same, because God and Caesar are friends, very good friends. In fact, just like you and me. Is that right, Your Excellency?
Why, of course, Governor, of course.
By the way, your feast of the Passover is already near.
And what happens after the feast?
Take it easy, Your Excellency. If you and your family could help me with this inevitable task of appeasing the people, then you will be rewarded. I shall renew your appointment as high priest for the next year. Rome knows how to be grateful to her supporters.
Thank you, Governor. You know fully well that you can count on me.
The high priest left the governor's palace hesitatingly. Some members of the Sanhedrin council were waiting for him outside. Together with their guards who would carry him in a sedan chariot to his luxurious residence in the upper section of the city.
We must observe prudence, my friend. The interview is very cordial and filled with respect from both sides. Governor Pilate is the best position to help us, if we collaborate with him.
What does he want from us, Your Excellency?
That we defend the new tax measures, that we help explain them to the people. The command says, honor your father and your mother. God is the Father in heaven, and Rome is the mother on earth. Both ask us to obey the laws. This is what we must tell the people.
In only a few hours, the whole city knew the high priest Caiaphas was supporting the new tax measures issued by Governor Pontius Pilate. The whole of Jerusalem was talking about it in the streets.
If Rome was our mother, then I'd rather be in Rome.
Guarded, this fat man Caiaphas does nothing but lick Pilate's backside.
Hey, aren't those the Galileans who are always with the prophet? And if I'm not mistaken, the Nazarene is with them.
We wanted to pass unnoticed amidst the multitude that was leaving the temple at that hour, but it was impossible. A crowd was already gathering around us. They wanted to listen to Jesus, but at that moment, a group of priests, teachers of the law, and Herod's men were making way. The latter were in search of us.
You can't hide yourself from us, Jesus of Nazareth. Everyone here knows you well. How lucky of you to have come to the capital of Jerusalem, especially on these days. Let's see what you have got to say.
About what?
About the happenings in Jerusalem.
I don't get it, my friend. We have just arrived from the north, and we haven't settled in yet.
Don't be a fool, Nazarene, because you are not.
Neither do you mince your words. They say that you don't care about anything but the truth. The truth is which is as clear as crystal. So please tell me, is it lawful to pay taxes to the Caesar of Rome? What do you say?
All of us understood the trap that the followers of Caiaphas had intended for Jesus. Jesus, however, remained unperturbed.
What's the matter? Have you lost your tongue? Or are you too scared to reply? Come on, speak up. Is it all right to pay tribute to Caesar?
It depends.
Make yourself clear, yes or no.
I said it depends.
It depends on what?
On how much you have in your pocket. For instance, I can't pay it because I haven't got a single coin.
The people applaud Jesus while the priest looked at him despisingly.
The law does not depend on anything, Galilean. It is our obligation to obey the law, or do you think otherwise?
If I've got nothing to pay taxes, then how can I comply with the law? Tell me.
You've got to pay just the same. That's an order from Rome.
Well, if you don't give me some denarii, then I can't pay you, even if Raphael and Archangel orders so.
You can't easily get away with it, Nazarene. Here, take this denarius. It's all yours.
One of the priests took the silver coin from his tunic and gave it to Jesus. It glittered in his calloused hand.
And now what?
What do you mean?
You've got the money that you needed. What will you do with it?
Well, I was planning to buy a denarius worth of bread with this piece of alms you have given me.
That was intended for your tax. We wanted to see you paying your taxes at the collection table.
Better if you'll see me at the bake shop. I'm sure Caesar has already had his lunch already, but we haven't even had our breakfast yet.
You're trying to be funny, Jesus of Nazareth, but the Caesar of Rome is too serious for that. It was Emperor Tiberius who has ordered the payment of new taxes.
What do I got to do with that emperor?
Our country is under the dominion of Rome, and all Israelites must submit to the authority of the Caesar of Rome.
Maybe you, but not I. bow before the Tiberius, nor before any man.
He is the Caesar, who is the supreme authority here on earth.
Tiberius is a man, just like you and me. The only authority comes from heaven. The only ruler, the only emperor, is God, and no one else. No one in this world has a right to call himself king, nor father, who is in heaven. And the rest of us are brothers and sisters to one another.
How dare you speak that way? Governments are authorized by God, and the rulers act as a god for the people.
Really? Look what kind of god you are for the people. You do nothing but abuse them and burden them with more and more taxes. And now, you still have the nerve to call yourselves benefactors of the country.
Watch your tongue, Nazarene. He who rebels against Caesar is against God.
On the contrary, my fellow citizen, whoever is for Caesar is against God. You cannot serve two masters. Either you are for God or for Caesar.
That's almost a blasphemy. Caiaphas, our high priest, has just declared our obedience to Caesar.
And in whose name did he declare that?
In the name of God. Caiaphas is God's representative here on earth.
Tell him, on my behalf, that he cannot serve two masters nor use religion to silence the people.
You filled the cup to the brim full. The denarius we gave you, are you giving it as tax or not?
To each his own. Give to God what is God's, and to Caesar what is Caesar's. Take a look at this coin. Whose face is it? Look at it well. It belongs to him, a man like you. Those whose names and faces appear in these coins have often robbed the people.
Jesus turns and leaves.
That's the guy along with the Nazarene.
Get that man and don't let him escape.
The men of Caiaphas wanted to arrest Jesus, but they did not succeed. Very early the next day, when the streets of Jerusalem were still half deserted, they secretly left for the other side of the Jordan River, where John had been baptizing before. God rules over us, yet does not abuse rule of us. Rather, God lifts us and frees us. If we had any doubt about this truth, we need only look at the cross and the empty grave.
The end.